Bottom Line Business Stories. Chapter 1. Sony. Reading Passage.
At one time or another, most of us have either owned or used a Sony product. For more than 60 years, the company has filled the world with millions of radios, cameras, and other electronic wonders. It also owns some of the world's largest movie, music, and television businesses. Founded in Japan in 1946 by Akio Morita, a physicist, and Masaru Ibuka, an engineer, the company was originally called Tokyo Telecommunication Engineering Corporation. The name was changed to Sony Corporation in 1958. The two businessmen led a team of 20 people in designing and building electric products. The first of these, a simple rice cooker, was a failure. But the team members kept their noses to the grindstone, looking for the right product that they could sell locally and abroad. The hard work paid off in the 1950s with a very popular line of pocket-sized radios. Millions of units were sold, and Sony went on to become a household name in Asia, Europe, North America, and beyond. As evidence of its international outlook, Sony started selling shares on the New York Stock Exchange in 1970. That made it the first Japanese company to sell its stock on the exchange. And believing that local manufacturing would be best for overseas markets, it opened factories in the U.S. in 1972 and England in 1974. Over the decades, Sony continued innovating, filling store shelves with many new and exciting products. These included the Trinitron TV, 1968, the Walkman, 1979, the CD player, 1982, and the Blu-ray disc, 2006. A key reason for this unending stream of new products has been an emphasis on research and design. Indeed, Sony gives bonuses to engineers whose designs are made into products. Yet not every Sony product has been a success. Its most notable failure was the Betamax video recording format. Launched in 1975, it eventually lost out in the home consumer market to the more popular VHS format, and Sony suffered badly when its stock price, which had increased rapidly in the high-tech bubble, burst in 2000. Still, setbacks like these only challenge Sony to work harder and continue pushing the envelope. With more than 180,000 employees and revenues topping $85 billion in 2007, this legendary company continues to evolve and amaze.
Close summary.
For more than 60 years, Sony has continued to push the envelope in innovating electronic products. The legendary company was founded in 1946 by two Japanese businessmen, Akio Morita, a physicist, and Masato Ibuka, an engineer. Their hard work paid off in the 1950s when they produced a popular line of pocket-sized radios that sold millions of units in Japan and abroad, making Sony a household name. By the 1970s, Sony had grown into an international powerhouse, selling its shares on the New York Stock Exchange and opening factories overseas. Its emphasis on research and design led to a string of successes. Despite some notable setbacks, like the Betamax and a falling stock price after the high-tech bubble burst in 2000, Sony remains a powerful company that will surely continue to evolve and amaze.
What people are saying about Sony.
I've been using the same Sony Trinitron TV for more than 15 years. It's not as fancy as some of the newer TVs, but it still works fine. I wish more companies would make products that were built to last.
I've got a Sony cell phone and digital camera. My son has the new PlayStation, which he plays all the time. And my wife wants us to get a new Sony flat-screen TV. It seems Sony makes just about every type of electronic product we need. Plus, the quality is excellent. Why buy from another company?
One of my friends says that the best things from Sony are the ones made in Japan, and the quality isn't as good when they're made in other countries. I'm not sure if that's true, but I've noticed that the products made in Japan tend to be more expensive.